Analysis: Biden's Migrants to Enjoy Multi-Billion Dollar Welfare Payday. By John Binder on April 17, 2023. More than a million migrants, whom President Joe Biden's administration has released into the United States through a parole pipeline, could enjoy a multi-billion dollar welfare payday a few years from now, new analysis suggests. As Breitbart News reported, since early 2021, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has released more than a million migrants into the U.S. interior by awarding them parole, a program initially intended for rare, case-by-case circumstances. Analysis conducted by the Center for Immigration Studies' George Fishman, a former DHS official from the Trump administration, finds that should many of these migrants awarded parole remain in the U.S. for at least 5 years, they will become eligible for American taxpayer-funded welfare benefits. The parole payday, as Fishman writes, would be to the tune of billions. And for those in parole status for a year or more, most, but not all, of the payday will only come to those who are still parolees 5 years after getting their stamps. Additionally, some parolees will be able to adjust status to lawful permanent residence, such as by marrying a U.S. citizen, or for Cubans, by being physically present in the U.S. for a year. Emphasis added. If we were to use this value as an estimate of the parole payday for parolees once they have been in that status for 5 years, the yearly cost of President Biden's parole bender will be about $3 billion a year per million parolees. The first Biden parolees will begin receiving their parole paydays in January 2026. Emphasis added. In some cases, when migrants deliver children in the U.S. who are then immediately rewarded birthright American citizenship or when migrants are under 18 years old, welfare benefits will become immediately claimable. Benefits checks will go directly to the parents or legal guardians, whether or not they are eligible for benefits themselves, Fishman writes. As to federal housing benefits, as long as one member of a household is eligible, the whole household can receive benefits. Fishman, though, said House and Senate Republicans can ensure that American taxpayers are safe from footing the bill for this parole payday by changing the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, PERA, to exclude migrants given parole from being considered for welfare benefits altogether? The Biden administration's parole pipeline serves as that network's most effective tool in getting migrants into the U.S. interior. Breitbart News reported last year that the parole pipeline runs like a full-service travel agency for border crossers, many of whom walk up to Border Patrol agents asking for parole. Related, no control over border, Border Patrol chief disagrees with Biden. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.